Okay, welcome to Fun and Learn with the Inner Garden. And tonight's guests are Reverend Dale Haggerty and Elder Derek White Sky Cloud. And both are experienced spiritual communicators. And I am your host, Reverend Barbara Leonard. Now, Balance Point, I'd like to thank BBS Radio for letting us come back online. We started with BBS Radio back in December of 06 and grew from there to do a land-based, non-denominational chapel that embraces spiritualist philosophy. So there is the life after life is what we believe in. Life is a continuum, and that we can still communicate with our loved ones once they've crossed over. So that basically tells you what it's about and what we're about, but we're going to have a lot of fun tonight talking to Dale and to Derek about all kinds of things. But first of all, Dale, welcome.
Thank you, Barb. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Seeing you through the week, and that's a long way from home when you were down here. Tell people a little bit about whereabouts you're living.
We live up in the interior in a small town called Vavenby, which is just outside of Clearwater and about 2 hours northeast of Kamloops, British Columbia.
So a lot of people, relevant to Vancouver, that would be about 6 hours, 7 hours away?
That's about right.
Yeah, up to the North Country, up to the beautiful country in British Columbia. And Derek, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you.
Everything. Everything and anything. Busy.
I hear you got a radio program that you're going to be doing, too, with one of our local stations. What's that about?
With Z-Talk Radio. And my show is around Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Pacific. Show is called Between Two Worlds Radio, which actually was with BBS Radio previously, along from the very beginning, actually, when they started.
Yeah.
So it's grown. Forever.
Also, weren't you supposed to be on the local radio though, with something to do with the haunting for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was with the 94.5 FM with Kit Carson near Aurora. And I was interviewed just a few days ago by them, and we were talking about different varieties of subjects. But one particular part of it was actually about Ouija boards and Halloween. We're trying to warn the kids not to play the game.
Scare them up a little bit with that, yeah. The Ouija board thing. The problem with Ouija boards, myself, my own opinion, mind you, a lot of people use them and swear by them, but my own opinion is they can be influenced by thoughts of other people in the room or energy in your own thought pattern or whatever, and it doesn't necessarily have, 100% accuracy. So,
no.
Like a good friend, if it doesn't tell me the truth, I don't really rely on it too much.
Yeah.
So let's go on a little bit about Dale. Talk a little bit about your numbers, how you work with numbers for making a communication. That's your language that you work with spirit, right?
Well, for many years I started seeing numbers in triples, on digital clocks, license plates, and in various areas. And I thought it was strange, but, didn't really give it too much of a thought until I really got into the spiritual path that I'm on and started realizing that there may be meaning to the numbers that I was seeing. And so I started to, for some reason, recognize and put a meaning to the triple numbers I was seeing. And it was not too long after that I found a book by Doreen Virtue and was reading through, and she writes about the angels, healing with the angels, and at the back of her book there were the triple numbers that I had been seeing and their meanings, which was very close to what the meanings that I was understanding. So I knew that this definitely was messages from the spirit world.
Well, that's great. The thing is that when we're teaching, which you've been in my classes and you've worked with me with classes, and I basically say what you have to do is to to set a language. It's almost like I don't speak French. Being a good Canadian, I should, but I don't speak French. But yet I could have communication with somebody who speaks no English and just speaks French, and there will be a way of communication in symbols or whatever that I have an arrangement that the information will come in a certain way. So it's almost like as if you make an arrangement for a language between yourself and spirit, and the numbers is another way of using a language, right?
Yes, and interestingly enough, I've always been fascinated by numbers. And that's not to say that I was good in math, because I was not. But numbers itself seem to call out to me. I'm not sure why, but I've just always been fascinated by them. So it may be at that time the angels felt or spirit world felt that would be a good way to communicate with me.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because some people use tarot cards, some people use decups, some people use chalk on a chalkboard, whatever. But they still, the symbols have to mean something. Otherwise, it would just be a bunch of scribble. So once they get an arrangement made, and that sounds silly to say you make an arrangement to have the language in a certain way. But this is what we're doing with the Fun and Learn, is to let people realize that they all have the ability to do this. They're doing it every day, and they sometimes don't even realize it. But if they want to get more in depth with it, they just need to, it's as simple as that, just almost make an arrangement with a certain way that things will be shown to you, and that's the way it'll happen. Mm-hmm. What about you, Derek? What basically would you like to say would be mostly your forte? Would you feel that you just mainly go from symbols, or you see, or what?
Well, I actually, you know, Dale was talking about triple numbers. Actually, there was an incident that happened to me with triple fours. I was asked to come down to help a couple who actually whose husband got injured on the job, and he ended up getting head concussion, and he went into a coma. And so his wife asked me to come down to the hospital to see him. And her children were there as well. And I was rushing down there, and as I was rushing down, I saw three fours on the license plate in front of me, and it kept slowing me down, like it wouldn't let me pass. It was swaying back and forth. And I couldn't figure why I couldn't pass this car. I was really getting upset, because I'm trying to get there in a hurry, you know, for the family. And so I went to pass the woman. I finally got past her to get to the New Westminster at the hospital, and as I got further up, there's another truck, and I actually had three fours on it as well, and it cut me. It wouldn't let me come in, and it kept slowing me down. I thought, what's going on here? I was really getting ticked. And I thought, okay, fine, I got to deal with it. So when I finally got to the hospital, I walked into the front door, and I heard on the speaker, it said, Dr. Angel, call 444. Dr. Angel, call 444.
Whoa.
And I went, okay, so I'm going to do some thinking here. I thought, why? And somebody told me when I got to the family that they said they thought they saw an angel. And so I went over there to the couple. The wife was actually standing by her husband in the care room. And I was able to make contact with him. He was in a coma. And I put my hand on his arm, my hand on his shoulder, and trying to make contact with him through that way. Most people don't realize you can actually contact a loved one through coma. And he was just basically telling me that it's okay to let him go. And I said to him, to his wife and his children, I said, you have to make a decision here, because he said to me to tell you, if you want him as a vegetable, you will have no life. That means you will not be married. The children and all that. I said, you have to make a decision to be single and take care of your father the rest of your life, or let your father go and you can have a wonderful future. And that was her father's message. And she thanked me, and I left the hospital, so I have no idea what happened after that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Four and some of the numbers is a very hard number, like a hard work number.
Yeah.
So the triple four is much that way, Dale?
Well, the 444 is my understanding, are the angels' numbers.
Okay.
They're guiding and protecting.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel...
Especially
I felt,
when you see them in triples. The triples are four in a row or whatever. That's definitely messages from angels.
Oh, great. So there was definitely an indicator, two particular indications that the angels were very close. Derek, you're talking about, what happens in coma. And I had an experience after I'd had a surgery. I don't take anesthetic very well. A very scary thing for me. And so I had this experience that I couldn't wake up. I could hear everything as clear as you are talking to me right now. But I could not get anything in my body to move. And I went through my body saying toes move, knees move, hands move, all the way up my body a couple of three times before I finally, and everybody kept saying, Barbara, wake up, your husband's here, come on, wake up, say something, and I wasn't coming out. And all of a sudden, it crossed my mind, if I don't get some reaction here, they're going to wonder if I'm dead. Maybe they'll bury me. That was where it went across my head. And finally went through my body again, managed to get my left hand to open and shut. And I think at that moment, after I came through all that surgery and everything, I realized that people that are in a coma, whether they're still in the body or they're standing just slightly outside of the body, depending on how badly they're hurt, have the communication ability just like they have when they pass over. And so therefore we have to be really cautious not to say anything really wild or that's going to be upsetting. Can you imagine being in a coma and people are saying things to you, I don't know why you're there. You keep Barb alive. They might as well just pull the plug. She's not much. I mean, hold it a minute, And so I realized that. And so when I was teaching, and I think, Dale, you remember that from the classes, that I tell people that when somebody is in a coma, the last sense that leaves us is a hearing. And so we hear everything, and we're able to still simulate everything as if we're out of the, as if we're okay, but the body just can't respond. It's really interesting, when you start researching it. So there you go. So you're interested in that type of thing, and then you just get more interested in researching more and more. This is Halloween coming up, which we well know Halloween is very special to me.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to me. And of course,
2 days.
I'm sorry?
2 days.
Yeah. And I'll be a whole 76 years old. I should be like my friend Joyce. She's 49 going on to 51. She's 49 going on to 51. She said every time she has something go wrong, she said, that's just because I'm 49 going on to 51. So... that's what I should do, just stay 49 going on to 51.
Yeah, I think a long time ago.
May I tell you something, Barb?
Yeah.
Okay, just taking the numbers, adding up the numbers of your new age coming up, you're going to be a very busy lady.
Whoa. I'll tell you right now, we have had some more contact. I can't talk too much about it right now, but we've had some more contact with some local people that would like to kind of join with us. So it looks like we are going to get very busy. And I've been asking, which both of you know, that we get some people like yourself that are capable to take things without me having to be in charge of it. And it looks like we're going to have that happening. Everything is manifesting in that chapel like I cannot believe. Just unbelievable.
It's amazing how something's supposed to happen when it was predicted to you.
Yeah.
Previously of that interview with
Kenny.
With Kenny Kingston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All happened.
Well, that was most interesting, wasn't it?
And because Kenny was interviewed.
Wasn't it on BBS Radio that happened
to? Kenny basically stated, in 2 years, you'll have your church, that you will have be part of this church, and you are, and that you'll be extremely busy. And what are you doing right now?
Well, you know, what's even more surprising, because when you interviewed us, it was at the time we were in a church land base, right? And when I was talking, I had just phoned in to congratulate you guys because you were doing a really terrific show. And he said to me, oh, Reverend Leonard, you're going to outgrow your church and you're going to be in another one within 2 years. And I kind of went, Lordy, I can't believe this, because there's 100 and some odd seats in that place if we need them. How could I outgrow that so quickly? Anyway, I thought, I'll accept that. But, you know, sometimes a medium will say something to you, or a facilitator will say something to you, and you take it literally in a certain way, and you don't broaden it. And actually what happened is that we didn't outgrow the space as far as it went. We outgrew the use of the space, and we needed more days in the week that we could use it, and we couldn't get it for that because we were paying by the hour, et cetera. It was too expensive. So when we went looking for a place about a year before, and it wasn't coming together, and then when we went looking this last time, which was in February, within 3 days we had found the place, signed the papers, got the key, and went in. And then when you said, what day is that? And I said, 19th of February is when we actually took possession. And you went back in your records, and it was the 19th of February, exactly 2 years before, that Kenny gave us that prediction.
Yes, it was.
Unreal.
2 years to the day.
Yeah. I mean, we do this all the time. You think we wouldn't be so surprised at it.
We're just thinking human, that's all.
Oh yeah, we're just the same as everybody else. I said, I accept this. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And at the time that it happened, you know, this is what I want to talk to all you, both of you about. It's manifestation miracles for yourself and for others. And that's exactly what's happened in the chapel, hasn't it? I mean, you guys have watched. We walk in there. I don't think we spent, all told, I don't think we spent more than $3,000. And we have got about $20,000 in assets in there now, as far as what's in the building, like what put together. Not in our bank, of course, but like the carpeting and the musical instruments and, you know, all the stuff that the projectors and all the stuff that we've had to put together, the chairs and all of that. Just look how even the seating came together.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. You know, so I like to talk to people about manifesting in their life, you know, saying, you know, just really believing that if you need it, God will bring it. Or, you know, that power, that source, whatever you want to call that creative energy. Just awesome how that's come together. And after we got it all together, people kept saying to me, what are you going to manifest now? I said, people. And now we're starting to fill the church up, so that we may now have to take the one wall out so that we can expand into the other room. And on top of that, I'm saying now I would like to manifest people who have abilities to be able to take sections of the church. Like, for instance, if they're in the musical thing, they can do the musical part and I don't have to have my finger in that. They can... The people who are able to come in, we have one lady that is a magnificent cook. I honestly think she's even better than I am at cooking. And I can turn over that end of it to her. I can say, we've got a large function, not so much the small ones when we have the luncheons, but the large functions when we have a guest coming from England or somewhere else and we have a big dinner or we have a big celebration. Christmas is probably going to be the next thing. And I could say to her, this is what we need. And I know I could leave it to her and it will all turn up on the table.
Do you know, I need to say something before I do forget this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I need to share with Seth and with Don and Doug. Don and Doug. That this company, BBS Radio, is going to be bigger than they think.
Oh, they just, I know.
They just got to keep sticking it on. Like, stay on, keep going, because there's more than they think. They are the pioneers of this state, of this community. They still from, I mean, they started from almost like day one, to where people just coming out into the business of the internet programming. And they're going to excel so big, they don't realize how big they are. They just have to just believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that. I don't know if Seth's listening. He can pass that on. But I believe that all along. One of the reasons that I wanted to come back with BBS when I was able to get a cable in my chapel, right? Because we were basically waiting till we could cable up in our own facility. We couldn't cable up where we were. And I really want to do them right now. I'm doing one from the chapel 1 week, and the next week I'm doing one out of the chapel, because we have another function going on the last Friday of the month. So we get a chance to talk and interview, and people can phone in if they like. So definitely phone in, you guys, if you want to. 1-888-815-9756. And Seth will put you through to us if you want to ask a question. But, you know, I just really want to have the chapel people as part of the audience so that they can participate in this stuff, like we did on the first one we did last 2 weeks ago. And I think this is going to really do well. And, you know, I just feel comfortable. I feel like I'm at home when I come back on here.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know?
Yeah. So it's really, really good.
It's kind of cool when I see Seth's little logo here on the Skype.
Uh-huh.
Skype up here, so I can see his logo here, and it says BBS Radio. I'm like, okay, that's an old time territory.
Yeah. And so it sounds like my volume keeps changing on him. I don't know. Maybe it's maybe my mic slips. I move and my mic slips, so I better hold on to my mic here, or my, you know, my hearing thing and my. And as I move my head, is that better?
You just probably could be your audio settings that you'd probably just have to set it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or you're probably a little too close to your mic.
So. Yeah, it could be that. You never know what's going on. But anyway, we'll hope that works. But at any rate, we'll, you know, do the best we can.
Yeah.
We did get it set up in the chapel now so that it's doing the right thing. But maybe that's just...
Seth did say just now, he said he's going to pass it along.
Okay, that's good. So anyway, yeah, I can't chew gum and walk at the same time, you see, so I can't seem to keep track of what's going on the screen and talk to you at the same time. It just
starts. Okay.
So you keep track of it, Derek. That's your job, okay? You're one of my angels that have been brought in that can do a job. So that's your job, is to keep track of what's being said on the,
yeah,
being typed in there. But it would be, you know, be nice if we got a few people in. But with having the audience in the last time, we kind of did a warm-up before we came on.
Yeah.
And then we also had a lot of people were encouraged to call in. And so we had a really good show. So going back now, Dale, to this numbers thing, just like we were saying with, you know, with predictions sometimes, it will do it even for you, right? I mean, you'll be driving along and you think to yourself, you know, you've got a little quandary on your mind, and you kind of say, well, the next set of numbers that come in a triple will give me my answer to that or whatever. And does that happen for you?
Well, it comes to as number combinations usually if there's something specific.
Uh-huh.
You know, just as a good example, and you know, whoever is listening can maybe remember this. If they see the triple sixes, that is generally dealing with finances, problems that are of a earthly nature, and it's just sort of trying to get our attention that we really need to turn back and trust in the Creator for our livelihoods and whatever it is we're worried about. But if you have a combination like 446 or 466, those combinations, the angels are trying to tell you at that time is you're worrying too much. and don't worry about what's happening in your life. I mean, it's not that you can't plan or work towards things, but not to stress yourself so much. So that combination of fours and sixes is letting you know, quit stressing out. Things are going to work out.
Well, that's kind of nice to know, isn't it? I mean, if you were driving along and you were going through, you know, your mind's kind of going 80 miles an hour about some problem that you've got going, and you see something like that crop up, and you know that that's a kind of a way spirit's communicating with you, that's kind of a good verification that everything's going to be fine.
And I get that a lot, actually, these days, because I'm like anybody else.
You know, the other thing that happens too, Dale, I've got a little bit of feedback here. I don't know what's going on.
It's a little echo.
Yeah, little Sir Echo's on there. This is the thing that a lot of people don't realize, that we're human beings, so we have everyday, workaday problems that everybody else has. We have sometimes a little bit more insight because we've got these little helps, you know, that we've learned, which is one of the reasons that you try to teach other people to use their intuitive abilities and to be able to listen to the spirit, right? But, you know, we're going to meet challenges. We're going to have to go through the same thing as everybody else has to go through. And so you don't automatically go into this and then say, all right, now I'm just kind of protected. I've got some kind of, you know, shield around me now because I know everything. I won't have any problems. That just doesn't happen that way, does it?
Nope.
Same thing with health. Because you're a healing facilitator doesn't mean that you will not contact, you know, some kind of germ or bug or actually even some serious disease, but it helps you to handle those situations by knowing about them. That's what it's about. So that's really good. So you were down, of course, a couple of weeks ago and got to see the wonderful presentation that we had on by two of the women from the chapel there on kindness. And they're actually coming along quite nicely with this program that they've set up that to do with kindness. And there's something else that's really a neat idea when you look at treating people with kindness, treating yourself with kindness. And I don't know how many times that I've had people come into my counseling room, and you know, they can certainly be kind to other people and they can love other people unconditionally and just, you know, kind of give of their whole self to somebody else, but they don't look after themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I think that is good to address too, is that one thing we learn about this is that we don't just get the ability to be able to get into the inner self and get into communication with God and a spirit outside of the body that are in the spirit world just as a fun game, as a parlor game. It basically is there to give us assistance to help us through tough times. You know, so, you know, what do you feel with that, Derek? Do you find a lot of people come to see you and then they're really troubled and something will be said through the spirit talking to them from the other side, a friend or a relative, giving them a little bit of comfort or insight and they go away feeling a lot better?
Oh, I'm sure every one of them do. In fact, a lot of them are actually quite shocked. So they walk through the door and, I mean, they're not going to tell you what's their problem. As soon as they sit down and you start telling them things that are going on in their life, they're just totally shocked and they don't know how to respond. All they're going like, how did you know? Who told you? My, you know, did my friend tell you? And I said, who's your friend?
So,
and, you know, I said, your friends that I know are in spirit. They're the ones that tell me what you're dealing with right at the moment. And, they understand and this is what makes them feel so good. They get really, they look forward to, having to fulfill an issue or fix an issue that has been bugging them for such a long time. People have a tendency of hanging on to things for so long, and they think that they got to stay with it forever, and you don't. You know, you don't have to stay with it. It's not part of you. It's not necessary to be part of anyone. It's once you've dealt with the issue, just move on. You don't have to hang on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people have a tendency of hanging on to the old stuff. I mean, I've got those bad habits myself. I've got the same problem. You know, sometimes I'll hang on to something I feel regretful of or thinking I, you know, I got to fix things up. But that's because it's all part of the human nature in us that we feel that we have to work it out. And some people take a long time doing it. Some people take a short time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to get over and done with and get it fixed, you know, get in my way, because you can't let it sit with you forever. I mean, most people will let it linger, and I can't. Sorry. I can't.
Well, I think that is what a lot of problem is that, you know, when I wrote the book, Don't Just Stand There Sucking Your Thumb,
yeah.
And basically it has an underline thing on the back of it that says, because you have golden plums at your fingertips. The whole premise of that is that, when we have a thought, and a thought is put in the ground, it multiplies just like a seed planted. And so if it's a negative thought, and we'll just use, for example, if you had gone through a very tough situation about maybe losing your home or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So every time that you think about, you wake up and think, oh, poor me, I lost my home, I lost my job, I lost my whatever. And every time that you think about it, your system actually literally believes that you're going through it again. And so a lot of people don't realize that. So every time that you revisit an area of your past that is painful, your system actually thinks that you've gone through it again.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you really have to do to get better is to realize that you can't change one moment of the past. Even God can't change one moment of the past. But what you can do is to take that past, find out what it taught you and what it brought you, and then come forward and use that to carve a good future. That will work for you. And it's not saying that we're condoning the situation, but you do have to let go of it and forgive it, don't you? Even bless it, maybe. You know, be thankful that you went through it, because that's made you the strong person that you are today.
Funny thing, my grandmother used to say, bless her heart or bless his heart. She never got mad. She would say, bless his heart. And I said to my grandma says, why do you always say bless your heart? Why don't you just say, like, you know, this and that? And she said, why hate someone that it's not necessary to hang on to? If you bless them, that makes them decide to makes them decide not to talk about it anymore, and they're over it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's true. You know, if you can actually get to a point when somebody's done something to you, and you know you're really tied in a knot about it, you'd like to take them and throttle them, and you get through the situation and you move on. I'm not saying that you condone them for what their poor behavior, but if you can kind of say, maybe they did the best they knew how to do at the time. Now, whether they should have, could have, would have known better, they don't know better, right? So just be thankful that you know better. And like your grandma said, bless them. Let them go and even say, thank you for giving me that experience, and move on, because you can't change it.
No. Not at all.
You know, you can just use it. And I think, you know, that's happened. Most of the mediums, I don't know about you, but when you're talking to other people who are facilitators, whether they're facilitating spiritually or healing facilitators, don't you find that they've been through tough things themselves is what brings them into the awareness that they need to help other people over a tough time?
Well, I'm sure you guys know this, because basically I think the hardest of all people to deal with issues are people like you and I and Dale. The reason why, because we go through more trauma, we go through more issues than average people. Reason why, because we're part of it.
Exactly.
We're so many people in the community. And we don't always have answers for everybody, because we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, how would I fix this? You know, if I have an issue myself, if I'm dealing with something, I have to look at it first and see what I can do. And if I'm able to fix that issue, then someone's going to approach me the next day or so. They're going to say, you know, I have this issue and which relates to the same thing you had before yourself. So you gave the answer which you experienced.
Yeah, I think so. And Dale, do you remember, you know, it's not that far back, but do you remember when we were walking down the street before you met your husband? And, you know, you, like a lot of single ladies at that time, and now the single ladies, often say to themselves, you know, I'm kind of tired of being single. I'd really like a partner. But I don't really feel that I want to compromise everything. And maybe I'm just shooting too high, and they'll go through somewhat like that. And remember, we were walking along talking about the fact that you can't just compromise yourself. You have to believe that God's going to bring the person in that's going to be the best for you, right?
Right.
And we were, remember how we were walking down the street and talking about that. And we were talking about the test that they had with the children with the marshmallows. And then we were kind of joking along that you'd had to wait for the second marshmallow and not just take the first marshmallow and gobble it up that comes along, right? And we were kind of giggling about that. And, you know, talk a little bit about what happened when you did meet your husband, about the phone call you gave me.
I phoned you and said, guess what, Barb? I think I've met the whole bag of marshmallows.
And so now from then on, I always call him my bag of marshmallows. But, you know, it's really true. Sometimes you just have to
put it on the fire.
You know, yeah, you just have to make sure that you're manifesting properly and not just compromising or saying, you know, oh, well, I'll be satisfied for less, you know. And I know it's a hard thing to do sometimes when you're lonely and, you know, things are going on out there. It's not fun to be alone, but you know, you just hung in there and the right one came along. And you've been married how long now?
It's going on 10 years.
Wow, isn't that something? And, you know, it's hard to believe some, looking back on it, that he's never been it. You know, he hasn't always been there.
That's right.
You know, because like when I think of the two of you now, I think of the two of you together. Like I don't think of a time when you weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting how that happens. And, you know, the same thing with Ozzy and I. I mean, we're looking at coming up. Well, we just had 57 years of when we met in August. And then in April, we're going to have our 57th anniversary of when we got married. And, you know, you think to yourself, it seems like a long time, but then another time it doesn't. You know, just to be thankful for the blessings that you have and how wonderful the world has been. So there you go. So what else have you got in mind, Derek, for teaching coming up?
Actually, at this moment, I've been passing people to you.
I see that. Maybe that's because I've been manifesting people.
Yeah, but what happened, like I've been so busy, extremely busy working, I don't have the time to train, and I thought, you know what, the church needs, you know, and I told people I highly recommend you for to be the next best, you know, next to me. And
next to you, that's right, good boy.
So I put them over to
yeah.
you.
You can't have Derek or Barb.
I
love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Back there, tell me that they're absolutely delighted to be part of the class. So.
Oh, dear. Last night we had a program at the center. And what was interesting is it's a mediumship program that we have, which is we have a Wednesday night called Fun and Learn, which is like what we're doing now, where different people come in and talk and maybe do demonstrations or whatever. And if we had some calls, we would do some demonstrations. But at any rate, at the evening on the Thursday nights, we have mediums come in or people that desire to be in a medium work. And some of them have never done any of it before, and then some of them are kind of seasoned. We had, was it 8 people there last night, and they were absolutely awesome. They had never, ever seen these particular cards being read. And we started using the modern-day symbol cards, and they were doing just absolutely magnificent work. And chalk on the chalkboard, you know, where you just have somebody come up and just take the chalk on the side of the chalk and just run it over the board, and then sit down and you read it like kind of like an ink blot. And yeah, they read that, and the woman that got the reading was just falling off her chair at how accurate these people were about the reading. And I didn't know her either, so it wasn't as if I was putting the input in. I wasn't even looking at the drawings. I particularly don't look at the drawing because I want the students to do it. And they came up with stuff that was just blow your mind. It's just absolutely amazing things to do with this woman that they had not any insight to know who she was. There might have been one other lady that was with her that knew her at all, but the rest of the people didn't know her. And boy, I'll tell you, that whole group came up with some just awesome stuff. So it shows that you don't really have to kind of sit in a group for 6 or 7 years before you're able to use this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is the maybe something that you might want to address, Dale, is that, you know, when you do have beginners coming in, sometimes what do you find with them? Like when you're working with people that are just new at this and you tell them it's simple, just tell me what you're getting and what do you feel?
I feel that most people that are wanting to walk this particular spiritual pathway, most of these people, or at least all of the people that I've dealt with, are exactly like you say, Barbara. They don't have to be trained for years to be able to link up with spirit and give accurate messages. That's what I find.
Yeah. And really, they've been doing it all along, and they don't even know it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, get communications all the time and don't even know. We talked a little bit too, you know, how fun it can be sometimes in these courses. And I said, you know, you have to remember that we're all vibration and mm-hmm. we all have unique vibration. And we're talking about that if you were to have a dream and in the dream your brother was a girl dressed in a bikini bathing suit running up the beach and you would wake up laughing and say, oh my God, I dreamed my brother was a girl, had a bikini bathing suit on, she was, and running up the beach, and all the people were whistling at her and hooting at her. And oh, what a funny dream. Where did that come from? That's about as far as most people would go.
Exactly.
And so I said to them, but why would you know that was your brother then if he looked like a girl in a bikini bathing suit? What would give you the indication it was your brother? And they got thinking about it. They said, well, the feeling. I said, yeah, well, the vibration.
Yes.
Yeah. And the presence is there regardless of what he looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, of course, if you phoned your brother, he'd be just kind of either be laughing himself silly or mortified that that you'd even think of such a thing. But this is basically... Pardon me?
You have a caller.
Oh, good. We will... Hi there. You would like to give us a call and ask us a question here?
Yes,
is it Lori?
I would.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. My question is for Dale. I just wanted to say that I see these numbers all the time, and mm-hmm. I've been seeing them since 2005, and I'm just wondering if there's something... If I have a book from Doreen Virtue that explains angel numbers and the messages.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if those are the messages that the numbers I'm seeing are giving, or if you have different...
No, actually, to be honest with you, I have the same book that you have, and I... got that book actually after as well, when I was seeing the numbers. But I didn't realize that she had a section on that. I bought the book for the angel healing. I wanted to learn to work with the angels in my healing work. It was just an added thing at the end of her book. She had the numbers, the triple numbers, and then that's what made me realize that the angels were also trying to connect up with me as well. And what she's got is pretty much what I was getting from the triple numbers before I read her book. So yes, I would say, yeah, she.
So is there something that you could recommend I do to maybe be able, like, to get in touch with the angel so that I could just get the messages audio?
Well, like Barbara was saying earlier, they do use a lot of symbolic language to connect up with us. Some
right.
people and do hear audio. It just depends on how they want to link up with you and communicate with you. I know Derek gets audio messages. You could ask him about that as well. Derek?
Hmm. Yes.
Can you answer the question?
Hi, Derek.
For this lady? Yeah.
Well, it's like turning on a radio. You practice letting the sounds around you and your surroundings. What I try to do first of all is constant, like when I sit and meditate, or just let my mind be where I'm going to be comfortable with, and let the sounds around your surroundings get to know you. But you also need to do too is ask spirit to, you know, intentionally if they can, to make the audio sound connect to with you. So whether it's an internal audio or external audio. Now everybody has a gift and how they will receive, not everybody's the same.
Right.
Some people will just have a thought form, and they believe it's an audio. Some people will have the audio sound, this where they would hear the sounds of something around them, or that, say, person walking on gravel, and then you hear a door close. Well, that's pretty well what you're getting. You're getting an idea of what it sounds. Now, spirit does take a lot of energy to make their effort to audially contact you. As long as you keep on trying and practicing, the more you get better, the better you improve more. But if you don't practice enough, I mean, like I say, everybody's different. Some people are so natural, so quick, boom, boom, they're there. And some people will try for years and they're still waiting. It depends on each person what they're expecting. Or if it's just meant to be just for personal needs, not professional.
Okay, now how much time a day do you suggest you give to that?
I always tell people with, you know, from at least about 20 minutes to about an hour. You don't have to go, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. It's not necessary. And I mean, that's me. I went 20 minutes, but the most I've ever meditated, or just even just sit quiet with myself from about 20 minutes to probably about 3/4 an hour. But most of the time I get a response within about 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree with that, Derek, quickly. Because the thing is meditation, a lot of people misunderstand what it is, and they'll get into meditation, they'll sit there, say, well, I'm meditating, and then all of a sudden, I should have put the potatoes on, and then, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, sometimes we can work too hard at it. And really, audio, for most people, audio is much the same as if you were daydreaming, and it's a thought that's a little louder than your own thought. It's just kind of above everything else, and it's not your thought. It's just coming through. As far as actually hearing us, I'm hearing you on the radio right now. I have only had that happen other than just maybe somebody calling my name and I'll turn around or something of that nature. Most of the time when I hear something, including I'll hear the accent and everything, it will be in my thought pattern. And I will know Yeah, and what a lot of times people are looking for is for somebody to be hauling down this pike because they watch these mediums stand up there and say, oh, yes, what was that? Oh, yes, okay. And then they'll go back, wait a minute, what was that? That isn't how it has to happen. It comes through on a thought pattern. And, you know, okay. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing that, but what they're doing is stopping and letting the thoughts move in. It's not like they're actually waiting for the person to talk out loud like you and I would be. Okay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just the same thing as when you see, if I say to you Oprah Winfrey, you see her in your head, right?
Right.
And so if you are doing the dishes in your daydreaming and you're relating something in your daydream, you will have the whole thing acted out and verbally and everything going on, but it'll all be in all kind of like a semi-daydream state. And that's what you're looking for, really, not looking for a voice coming down the pike saying, Lori, we're going to tell you now. This is what you got to do now, Lori. You got to tell
us. Well, I've been sitting there waiting for that.
No, that isn't going to happen usually with most people. Some people do audibly hear at that, and I've only had that twice in my life. And first time, it was a tornado warning, and I heard it 5 days before the tornado, and the people told me when I walked into the garage, this is a short form of it, I walked into the gas station and said, did I just hear a tornado warning on the radio? And the woman said, we do not get tornadoes in this area. 5 days later, they did, and dare say that building might have been flattened. I don't know what happened to it because I had left the area and moved on to BC, and it was in Ohio when this happened. And almost 30 years to the day later, I heard a conversation. My phone rang. I picked it up. I heard a conversation on my phone that happened in my partner in real estate / friend's house 17 hours earlier. I heard it on the phone.
Wow.
And I phoned her back, and she wasn't in. And I said, left a message, call me when you get in. When she came in, I said, what did you call me for? Because I thought I had just interrupted her, like she had called me, and then somebody came in and interrupted her, and she thought she'd hung up. And actually, she wasn't even home when that phone call came. But the conversation that I related to her had happened 17 hours before. So I did actually have an audio situation. In fact, a physical phone rang and picked it up. But that was so rare, and there might have been a lot of reasons energy-wise what I was going through both at the same time. I was in a high energy level where I was trying to figure a lot of things out. I was under pressure, and it just happened to connect into that atmosphere or whatever, but most of the time it comes on thought pattern.
Okay. I'll have to tell you too, Lori, have you ever had that experience of hearing your name being called and you didn't know where it was coming from?
Once I did.
That's what audio was like. That is what audio can be like. And like Barbara said too, you also hear it in your mind's eye. But sometimes you can hear it, and you'll turn around and, who was that, right?
Yeah.
So
I know my daughter has heard music and church bells, and that was interesting. But
I'm
really glad to know about these angel messages, because that confirms it so much for me. And I'm not going to be trying to hear somebody yelling at me through a tunnel anymore, and I'm going to meditate more, and I'm enjoying the show, and
good.
I thank you very much.
Yeah, and the thing is, the meditation should, in my opinion, should be about 15 minutes long.
Okay.
Anything beyond that, you're trying too hard.
Sometimes, and you think, oh, well, nothing's happening. I'm going
the difference between prayer and meditation, when you go into, if you're going to take a certain time every night, say 7 o'clock is your time, take the same time every night or every day if you can possibly. Maybe 5 in the morning if that's the only quiet time. 5 in the morning, go in, say a prayer to God. Say, hi, God, it's Lori again. You know, this is what I'm looking for right now. You know what I need. And, you know, I'm here and I'm looking for help for my daughter or whatever. Send healing to my friend or whatever. And then that's prayer. Then you sit quietly for about 10 minutes and just listen to God's answers.
Okay, I will.
That's
do that.
Meditation.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay,
you
darling.
So much.
Have a good day. Thanks
you
for calling.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, that was good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice when you get the calls when they get to talk to us. And once we get on the air a few more times and people get to know, we'll get that information out to more people that were online. And then we're going to get some calls. And I'm also going to attempt to connect with some of the people in the other countries and see if we can't get some of them online and get some of the people in other countries listening in to us as well. The time difference is going to be a little bit of a problem, but, you know, see what we can do there. That would be good.
Good.
Yeah. So, Derek, what have you got else going on with your work? You've got some stuff at the church you're planning? We lost Derek? Or are we gone?
Well, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I think I remember someone telling me we have a Halloween birthday party at church.
Oh, we do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and there's good stuff. There's goodies, all kinds of good stuff.
What time is that?
Well, the church service is 11 to 12:15 or 12:30. So as soon as that's all over, we have the last song where one little boy, Lucas, will run out to start with the cookies and the candies. And we'll start giving the goodies out to the kids that are there. And then we will have luncheon with sandwiches and cake and all kinds of goodies.
That sounds good, Barb.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to come to the chapel, we're on in Surrey at 14620 64th Avenue in Unit 100. And we open about 10:30 in the morning, and so come in and visit us, and then come and join us for the church service, and always have a good time after service. Yeah, sounds good.
What other workshops do you run there?
Right now, we've got some really good stuff going on, because we have, as I say, we have this Fun and Learn that goes on, which is what we're trying to bring in here, and we have different people. We have a young girl coming in, talking about Reiki, and Maverine Jones is going to come in on the 10th, and she's going to talk about rebirthing. And I thought that meant, you know, that they had to, you know, it's not like being reborn again, but I thought that was different than what it was. And I watched her do the program on this one day, and it was absolutely magnificent. So that's stuff that I would like to see people coming up. And then we have a course in miracles that's going on Monday nights, and that's on Wednesday night. And on Tuesday night, we got Shadow in the Light, the importance of self-kindness. I mean, everything going on. We got mediumship practice on Thursday nights, movie night tonight on Friday at the chapel. One of the reasons that we're not getting as many calls tonight from the chapel.
We have Leslie on line 2.
Oh, good. Hello, Leslie. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
We're doing good.
Good.
I know who we're talking to. Hi, Les.
Of course you know who you're talking to.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good show.
Oh, we're having a good time. We're going to have to get you on with us.
One of these days. But I've been enjoying it.
They're almost going to be kicking us off pretty soon. It goes by fast when we're having a good time.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I just thought I'd sneak in a real quick call and say hello and congratulations.
Well, thank
good
you.
Good show.
You won't be out for my birthday party?
I don't think so. I think I'm somewhere else.
Probably doing something else that day, are you?
Well, I'm doing another service, so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, can't be twins,
right?
Unless
I see afterwards.
Yeah. Your mom's birthday was right around this time, too, wasn't it?
Another couple of weeks.
Another couple of weeks. I know she was in the same sun sign as I am, so I know she was the Scorpio lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. That very nice Scorpio lady, and talking of which, she's probably sitting here having a good time listening in on us as well.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she is. And so when I get you on, she's going to be even closer and give us some communication. So I'm glad that you had took time to phone in, Les. Did you have a question for Derek?
I'm glad you're doing this. It's important.
It is.
It's important
and
for
I think
people to be able to share.
Yeah, and once we get on back on long enough that people know that we're there, it's really going to be
nice
fun.
Very nice Scorpio lady and talking.
What happened here? There.
Well,
okay.
Hello. Sounds like we got somebody else on now.
Oh, her audio, she had her radio on.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess we're probably about due to go off, so we'll talk to you later, Les, and thanks for calling
in. Say hi, and nice to have you on.
Oh,
thanks
girl.
Thanks, Leslie.
See you later.
Okay, and nice to hear Derek and Dale.
Bye-bye.
So I'll say goodbye, and I'll listen in next time, too.
Oh, great.
Good.
Okay, thank you. And so I'd like to thank you, Derek and Dale, for joining us tonight. And
well, thank you.
You'll definitely come back on again, right?
Yes, I'll come
back. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
It's a lot of fun, Barb. Thank you.
It's been a fantastic show, and thanks for everybody who's listening in. And don't be shy. Call us next time that we're on. We'll be on again on the 12th, and we'll be doing it from the chapel. Have a good night. God bless, and the angels be with you. Bye now.